Bump, just had a long meeting at the end of that. What were you saying?
Yeah, just, you know, we were very disappointed in that defeat. We had a position where we, in many ways, we were in a position where we still could have won that game. This morning, first thing, we got an early wicket and there were quite a few runs behind us, five down. So we were disappointed for it to pitter out the way it did, and some credit to Warwickshire the way they went about their business, but also we were disappointed. So sometimes a bit of soul searching and cleansing of your soul to each other is a good thing. So it was a chance for people to air their views and thoughts.
Was it the way some of your guys got out that was disappointing?
I was a bit disappointed with that, and I think some of the players were as well. But I don't really want to go into any details. It's pretty private what goes on in the dressing room in the chats.
Yeah, but I mean, it looked a decent pitch. It was a strange old game because it looked probably a 400 wicket, and you got rolled out in 33 overs, and really only Ian Bell and Clark stayed for a long time, didn't they?
Yeah, I think if you look back, there's two opportunities for us in this game as well, and 100 for one. You should be looking at a 400 score. So that was one, and also we had them four down for 14 and we missed a chance and then they got away from us. So those were the disappointing things. Once you get people back in the game or they fight back and push them in the game, it does put a little bit more pressure on you, and sadly we crumbled.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably your worst day of the season today. I mean, you've been pretty competitive throughout the summer.
Yeah, I think so. And as before we started this game, it was something that I spoke to the players about. I was very proud of the way that they'd fought hard in most of the games. And if we carried on doing that, we'd have some wins. But sadly, we didn't quite show that same fight in this game. But today, certainly with the bat, getting bowled out in 30 overs. But there's still plenty of games left, and people might question me on that one. But we know how many games we need to win. And that was one of the questions to the team. Did they feel they could win those games? And they certainly believed they could. Mm.
You got two tough away... I mean, you say every game's tough, but two tough away games coming up. Are you thinking of changes or what's in your thoughts?
Not at the moment. It's been a bit raw, the defeat today, so there's no point in jumping into selection sort of thoughts at the moment. Time to sleep on it and assess it later.
You've got no second team game this week apart from a couple of T20 games, so there's not really a chance for anybody to get any time in the middle, is there?
No, not really. It's the nature of, our cricket at times is that sometimes the second team are busy and then sometimes they're not. And in this week is a quiet week for the second team. But, like I said before, we know what we want to achieve in this division, so we'll still set about trying to achieve that.
Yeah, you're not one for naughty boy nets, are you? But what you can do the rest of the week?
No, I never agree with that sort of thing. I very much leave it up to the players to, if they feel as though they need to do the work, myself, Mace, Kev, the other coaches, we're always on hand any minute of the day to do work with them. And I know that some of them are coming in, have already asked, and I'll be in there working with them.